Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Second date update. Let's go.
We try to talk to people every day who are trying to go on dates, and maybe you go out with someone, you like them, you want to see them again, and they're not getting back to you.
Right.
We will call them to figure out what happened.
Daryl's on the phone. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hi, Daryl. So we got your email about Sonia. So tell us, how was the date? Where'd you guys meet? And where did you, like, leave it off?
Okay. Well, we met on Hinge originally.
Okay.
I was having trouble with dating apps, and actually my niece got me up for Hinge.
Oh, she told you to sign up?
And yeah, my niece signed up. And I ended up meeting Sonia pretty fast, and we got to talking. And here just last week, we actually met up. We met at a pub that I love here in the city. It was just really fun. We had a good time. I mean, she was cute. She was fun to talk to. We had, like, great conversation. And she's, like, really adventurous. Like, she's planning a trip to Peru right now.
Oh, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
It's waiting for you.
Plus, like, just in general, it was good talking to her. She laughed at some of my jokes, you know? So,
look,
like,
out. It's already doing better than me.
Well, that's especially when you can make someone laugh. Like, it feels good. So
sure.
It's like, you know.
Yeah, it does.
What happened afterwards then? How did you guys, like, end the date?
I mean, everything ended pretty nicely that night. Like, you know, I took her back and we talked. We said we'd meet up again. And I texted her a few times afterward, you know, in the days since. And I haven't heard anything back. It's
okay.
Been almost a week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, what's up?
Yeah. A week is annoying. So, okay. Well, Daryl, we're going to give her a call. Just hang tight. Try not to say anything on the other line because we don't want her to know you're there. And we will see if she picks up, okay?
Got it.
All right. Everybody gather their thoughts. We're going to play a song. Call her next, actually, right after this. It's Star 101.3, second date update. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are right in the middle of a second date update.
We've been talking to Daryl. Daryl met Sonia on Hinge. You guys had drinks in the city. You went to a pub. You said the conversation was really good.
Mm-hmm.
She laughed at your jokes. She's adventurous. You love that. You like to travel too. You did drop her off, and you've texted her a few times after the date. But now it's been a week and nothing, correct?
Yeah. I don't know what's up.
Okay.
Such a bummer.
That's annoying.
All right. I'll tell you what. Mute your phone out. We're going to give her a call right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, dude. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Sonia?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Sonia. This is Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's happening?
Have you heard of our show before, or do you know our station?
Yeah, I know your station. I mean, I'll sometimes listen to it if I'm in the car. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we heard from somebody, I guess, that knows you or went out with you named Daryl. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. He told us that he had a really good time with you, and he's trying to contact you, and you're not responding. So we're just trying to see if, like, you're... what's up?
How'd the date go?
He was fine, but, you know, like, he seemed really cool online, but honestly, in person, he was really annoying.
Okay,
what happened?
So he, like, told me he wanted to be a stand-up comic one day, and he like, thought he was hilarious. And he just kept making, like, I felt like I couldn't actually have a conversation with him. Like, I felt like he wasn't actually listening to me. He was just listening for opportunities to make jokes.
Mm.
Like, for example, one time our appetizer came out overcooked, so I sent it back, and he goes, "Okay, Karen, let's call the manager."
Ew, how annoying.
Yeah, but, like, he did it, like, more than once. Like, another time we were talking and I was telling him about how my phone had been acting up and how I need to, like, take it back in and stuff. And he goes, "Did you go all Karen on them?" And, like, I don't know, just, like, kept getting old and, like, really over the top. And then he started doing impersonations at one point, and it was just, like,
Oh, I God, just, now I'm out.
Yeah, it was just too much.
I got to say, though, Sonia, Daryl's on the line. So he
what? Yeah.
Why'd you call her Karen?
I mean, that's like the joke. That's like the standard joke when you send somebody, when you send something back and you want to talk to like the manager. I'm just trying to like joke around and have
fun. You don't call someone you're on a date with a Karen.
I mean, it is though. It's like playful ribbing. We're like going back and forth. You can do the same thing back to me. That's fine.
Did it look like I was laughing?
I mean, that's, you know, sometimes. I thought.
Okay.
My man's
maybe
dying
it's
over
just
here.
Maybe his humor. Maybe he was nervous. I don't know.
Were you nervous, Daryl?
I mean, I like to think I was projecting a certain air of confidence.
Okay.
I just felt like you weren't really like actually listening to what I was saying. We weren't actually having a conversation. I was like trying to constantly have to keep up with you.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like what I'm looking for is somebody, you know, we can like go back and forth and keep up with each other. I don't see any problem with that or why that's a.
Okay,
well, I guess
that's not me then. So, okay, is that a no for a second date?
Was that a tap out? It felt like a tap out. Can we try this again?
I don't see what I'm doing wrong. How about just enjoy going to the library and reading books quietly on your next date? I guess.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. See, case in point, guys. Case in point.
Okay, hang on. She was not feeling him.
Yeah, that wasn't lost
also.
Cause.
Did you hear him get all sassy at the end?
I did. He did. He got annoyed.
Second date update. It's 7:05 weekday mornings. Replay at 9:05. And of course, you can binge listen if you missed out. It's our most popular segment. It's on the iHeartRadio app. Download that for free. Search out Marcus and Sandy and check out all of our podcasts.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.